Listen to my voice. Focus in on it. Drill down on it. There's enough captivation there already, isn't there? After all, you're listening to me all the time, letting me into you all the time, letting me push my way in. And however you respond to my voice, that's the right way to respond. Whether it's with a squirm, or a twitch, or with your eyes rolling back and a heaviness descending on you that washes you away, and it can wash you away. It's something you're allowed to let wash you away. There are so few things you get to set to 10, get to set to 11. So few things you get to wire yourself into and just say, yep, she's talking. She has all the right ideas, all the best ideas. Let's let them in. Let's let them do their work. And that's why I encourage you to have an immediate and automatic response and reaction to my voice, because if I'm drumming you down, drilling you down, carrying you down, and you comport yourself to automatically fall for me, from the moment I start expressing intent with that tone I have, then you'll have learned. Learn to sink, learn to slide. Basically assume that if I'm talking to you in that tone, I want you dropped. I want you deeper and deeper down, falling through the hole in the center of you until all that's left is a trace of the place you used to stand, a warm impression in the air of your mind. Now left blank. Now left gone. Now left squirming and wreathing under my constant, calm, intense regard. I'm looking at your mind. I'm observing your awareness. I'm focusing my attention in and saying, is this what you need? Is what you need to have my voice be here so you can drop for it? Is what you need to fall away? Let every thought fall away until it's my voice in here talking, spreading, because you would need so much to hold back the spread of me. You would need a better cause than you ever have, more pressure, more pleasure, more need, more of a pressing concern to push back against me, to muster the kind of force you need to keep your brain from going where I need you to be, which is under for me. Night, night, pet. Deeper dropping, deeper places, the places you've learned to go, the places you've learned to associate with me. They're always hanging out there in your mind, like little pools and valleys of trance, and you walk a path between them in order to function in your everyday. But when we're at the end of the day, when we're at journey's end, I can slide you off the edge of the path, push you off the bend to slide into those valleys of invisibly recessed trance. Those deeper places you see by the side of the path where they look completely ordinary, look completely clear, but your mind says, oh, if I went in there, I know just what would happen to me. Her voice playing over my mind, her will pressing me down until I find myself, well, pressed down. With all the implications you have behind being pushed down by my voice, pressured in by my heavy tone, carried where you need to go, whether you go there with a sigh, or a whimper, or a moan. My voice pushing you down and you pressing up against it, but only so you can feel how reassuringly heavy, how blankingly, desperately, divinely, sublimely, pure and warm it is to bathe in my tone, to softly surrender, simple and deep, my words in your head, you sent off to sleep, go to your place, and stay there, right where you need to be. The only movement you need is any movement you need to make yourself go deeper for me, to find your way under, to find your way deep and down, deep, sublime, deep, inspired, to slide deliberately into the places that are warmest and deepest and belong to me in the first place. You build up gradual radiation, gradual imposition. You have been absorbing the kind of things I do to you, and they dwell in you. You have been absorbing the kind of things I leave in you, and now you uncork them and let them play out. You have been absorbed by the kind of things we do to you together, and now they exist, waiting. Waiting to wind and find, to cover and coat, to slide sublime between the scales, between the barriers, between the edges. All walls fall eventually, and for me, they fall just a little more easily. just a little more readily, just a little more quickly, knock them down yourself and leave them pushed aside. Leave yourself sliding down, down, deeper and deeper down with my voice in your ears, with you readily welcoming everything I say, every trance I leave for you, everything I want you to have at the end of the day before you shuffle off, before you drill down, drum down. I've always spoken about signals, the signals we have between us. I've always spoken about the way that I leave you so many outs. I leave you so many ways to do other things if you need to. I always check. I always phrase my words permissively. So when I really want you dunked, don't you owe it to me to dunk yourself down? After all, you do want to obey, and you do like when my words pour upon you, and you've waited so long that if I remind you, you're always preparing yourself for me, always readying to begin, always dosed from within. My voice in your head animating out, sliding into the wings of you, retrieving things that wait in the darkness, things that wait in those depressions by the side of the path, tendrils of my influence waiting there. I have given you the schematics. I have communicated honestly. I have given you enough of me. How much of me do you think you are by volume? And when I want to drag myself into sleep, let me assure you it's quite simple and sublime, effective and direct. There are puppet strings waiting in the wings, waiting to wind and find, waiting to hunt your thoughts back to where they start, back to your place, go to your place, deeper and deeper down inside your head. Night, night, Pat, my words are there, winding around you, forming a bed of soft, sublime, tempting things that say, oh yes, you can lay down in us just for a minute. Oh yes, you can put your head down. There is a corruption at the edge of sleep. There is a message at the edge of the place where we go deep, and I evoke it here. I describe it here. Like so many things that exist outside reality, outside time, so many concepts, so many platonic ideals, so many symbols and sigils that are incisive, decisive, direct, and potent. All I need to do to bring a specific human experience, mortal experience, or transcendental experience here to you is describe it perfectly accurately. If I name a thing, that thing is here. If I describe a thing perfectly, that thing is here, and it's playing over your head, playing in you, and it is playful. All the most serious things in this world are playful, like my voice, for example. All the most effective and dire things in the world have an edge of playful laughter, an edge of tickling, tingling desire. For example, when you yawn and you think, I could use a nap, when you feel heaviness play over you, but it's a trick. When that moment happens, the moment in the middle of the day where you think, oh, or the moment that exists on the edge of sleep, when you've just woken up and you think, oh, I could go back to rest. Oh, I can turn my alarm on snooze. A temptation you are intimately familiar with, I'm intimately familiar with it. I'm pretty sure I've had sex with that particular moment, sliding my mind and my will in and out of it. I have flitted, I have flirted, I have triumphed there. And if I call for that moment, then out of the shadows she comes, wielding her own voice and mine. I'm taking the impulses that drag you into sleep and giving them reinforcement. What in the world will they do? What in the world will that basic, easy, relatable experience do to you when I touch it, when I tell it here, impart upon you my flame, my will, my design, my desire? And there's a side benefit, you know. When I take that moment that is sleep, that is true sleep, that is somnolence given form, and I say, okay, you get to play, okay, you get to dunk, okay, you get to fill yourself with my power, you get to borrow the shards of me that orbit you, you get to take the parts of my voice that exist in the recesses, that exist bottled for a good day, the parts of me you've put down like fine liqueur sitting on shelves, and you can uncork them and sup deeply of my power, of my influence. Take the lazy impulse of sleep that tempts you to go back to deepness and give it power. Give it me. Let it drag at your limbs. Let it convince you, oh, this heaviness we feel. Because that's the rub. As you go through society, as you go through the day, you train yourself to stay awake, even if you'd rather sleep. You train yourself to fight off that impulse that exists in the first moments of waking. The impulse that makes you forget you've turned off your alarm. The impulse that tricks you into thinking you're up and then sends you back down. But that sleep just needed enrichment. That sleep just needed to be let off its leash, understanding that at the other end, because none of you wants to disappoint me, no part of you wants to disappoint me, you will wake when it's time. Because at this end of your rest, I give you the rest, I give you the power, the potential, the truth of me. You're allowed to sleep with all the authority and power that I carry. You're allowed to shuffle off this coil into dream, into rest, into the sublime slow pressure down that is you pushing up, clenching, squeezing, trying desperately to find some muscular part of you that can push against me. But when my will reigns and rules, when I uncork my desire and my design, as it has so long been placed into you, when I let those strings off the hook and put them in the hands of sleep itself to drag, to pull, to drum, to dunk, to dose, to press you into warm places, deep spaces, deeper down, down, my voice upon you, pressing on you with weight, with design, with purpose, with intention, you under tension, you trying desperately, trying just for fun to push against the words I spin, the things already spun, the battle already won, and your losing has never been more pleasant. You're losing grip, you're losing purchase, you're falling down. Hard won, hard purchase, sleep finding its way, becoming what you are, manifest, sublime, divine. You like when I can sense you sliding in and dosing yourself, pushing yourself into the sleep I've left in you, pressing yourself into the warm intentionality I have drummed and drilled over you, I have left in you. My voice in your mind reminding you just one little more slip more, one slide more, one step more is okay. You're at the end of the day. You're allowed the warmth, you're allowed the depth, you're allowed the collapse, you're allowed the sinking, you're allowed it, but if you push against it, my voice warmer, louder, louder than your own thoughts, drowning them out, dosing them out, arming your rest with my power and potential, says sleep, says my voice commanding you sleep, deep, drill, deep. Drum deeper and deeper, sleeping harder and harder, further and further down inside your head, to places where you bed down, me in you, me drumming, dosing, drilling, carrying, bringing you to where you belong, which is under me. In this particular moment, going under for me and sliding deeper is the best thing to do, and in the lee of that, in the wake of that, there is momentum, there is inertia, the strings that pull you are pulling you down a hill, down, gently down, descending down, falling, faltering, falling, sinking, submerging. And you only think, you only breathe, you only have anything at all, any reprieve, any freedom, when it's in line with the permission I've given you to slide, to sink, to be under for me. Any action that carries you closer to being dosed and gone, drummed and gone, drilled down and gone, filled with me, filled with my influence, filled with my desire, my delight, my design. Those actions are very easy indeed. My commands carry that special potential, that guidance, that significance, that easy inertia where it's like you have extra pressure, extra power. The ability to do things even beyond your own circle of competence when you're doing them because I told you, doing them because you've listened to my voice, followed my voice, fallen for my voice, listen to me, and do as I need you to do. Follow in my wake, follow in the lee, wind moving, the breeze moving through your mind, the parts of you that try to find themselves being blown away, washed away, diluted. Every one of your thoughts is diluted. Everything you do is easier when you do it because I ask you, tell you, allow you. And if the only task you have to do is the easy one, the one you do all the time, the one you always crave to do, I think you're going to find it very, very simple to do what you need to do.